You're listening to SBS News.
Bikram Gurung moved to Australia 3.5 years ago from Nepal. He originally lived in Melbourne, but under his 458 visa conditions, he had to relocate to a regional area. So he moved to Hobart, but found the rental prices shocking.
Yeah, in Tasmania, it's too expensive. It's nearly double than Melbourne.
Ben Bartle is a lawyer with the Tenants Union of Tasmania. He says people from overseas make up about 20% of its clients.
And a lot of those tenants are in very substandard housing. They feel that they have no option but to accept the properties that are provided to them because there is a significant lack of affordable properties.
More than 4,000 people are currently on the public housing waitlist in Tasmania. The state government says it has invested $615 million into social and affordable housing in Tasmania. But advocacy groups say more needs to be done on a federal and state level to fix housing shortages in the state and across Australia. Simon Duffy is the Mission Australia Housing Regional Manager for Tasmania.
That means we need to build a whole lot more properties and provide for that change as it occurs.
Lawyer Ben Bartle agrees.
And the state and federal governments are urgently needed to build the housing stock that we need.
Recently, Bikram and his pregnant wife moved into a share house with two friends. Although it's not ideal, the rent is more affordable and there will be extra support when the baby arrives.
And we need some friends to take care of because I have my own work and I have to go to my study, my work. Then we need someone to just take care of her. That's why we are not going to live alone. That's why we need some support. That's why we are living with our friends.
Mission Australia's Simon Duffy says he's not surprised by Bikram's situation.
You need more people to cover those kind of costs. So it's a shared challenge, but it would be particularly difficult if you had language barriers and had no other supports around you.
Sarah Maunder, SBS World News.